What is up, y'all? This is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Yeah, I know it's been a whole week since I did post up a podcast, but I was sick, man. I was sick since like last week Tuesday, man. It's Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock right now. It's Wednesday the 27th, man. I've been sick for like a week, and it's straight up been like a cold. And I've been working out and everything, but even when I work out, man, I was feeling like shit. I was really feeling like shit out here, but hey, I'm still a little sick as the tail end of it, but we back on the grind, you know what I'm saying? Although we never did stop grinding. We was just not podcasting. First thing I want to talk about today is Jussie. Jussie Smollett. What the fuck is going on, my guy? I mean, I know some of y'all have already listened to my previous podcast where I do talk about Jussie Smollett. And also, like, all the accusations that he made about, like, him getting beat up by two white guys with Make America Great Again hats and ski mask on and shit like that. And calling him a faggot nigger and all that shit like that. But, I mean, now, a whole bunch of different evidence shit and a whole bunch of different things are being told about this shit that went down. And I'm just like, so basically, Jussie's been arrested by Chicago PD, and he's now being charged with giving a false police incident, and he may be facing up to 3 years in prison. And so what happened was, since my last podcast, the Chicago Police Department, they found two suspects who were alleged to have done the attack on Jussie Smollett. And it's like, these niggas, they're Nigerians. So first of all, I'm like, bruh, if what the cops are saying is true, why the fuck did you hire Nigerians, bro? You couldn't have hired any. Why, bruh? You know that niggas already think that Nigerians are scammers, which they are. I'm just keeping it 1,000. Sorry, my Nigerian brothers, but y'all are scammers. But anyways, it's like, he hired two men who were personal trainers, and he hired them to make this attack go on. And based off of what Chicago Police Department is saying, it's because Jussie was upset about the money that he was making on Empire. So they took the two men into custody, and after about 48 hours, they were let go due to them, the cops thinking they're not responsible for the attack. And when they got out, the cops stated that the two men said that Jussie paid them to attack him with a check that's worth $3,500. Before I continue, I'm just gonna say that if Jussie really is lying, bro, then I'm ashamed. But I personally don't think he's lying. I always say that you're not guilty until proven otherwise. And so I'm just gonna give Jussie the benefit of the doubt and believe him. But if he was lying, there are so many people out there when this shit happens to them on a daily. Or not even on a daily, this shit happens to them often. And then you're gonna go ahead and just lie just for your own personal benefits, for your own personal greed. That's what I don't buy. I don't buy that shit, because he knows the issues that go on with the LGBTQ community. Like, he knows that there's so much slander just from the black community to the LGBTQ community. Like, it's just so much slander on them and shit like that. It's like, it's just, I don't believe it. But anyways, after the two guys were released, the cops, they started looking for more evidence and more evidence. And then they found the evidence of the two brothers buying some ski masks and also red hats, which people were previously reporting that they were Make America Great Again hats, which the first time I saw that video, I'm like, how can you say that's a Make America Great Again hat? Like, it doesn't even look like it. But anyways, Jussie did have a warrant for his arrest after that shit because the guys were buying ski masks. I'm just not here for the fact that if somebody buys a ski mask, that automatically makes them a culprit. But the timing for everything does seem a little suspicious. But y'all niggas live in Chicago, bro. That bitch was cold as fuck. Just how many weeks ago there, like, Chicago was the coldest place in North America? Just how many weeks ago was that shit? Like, that's why I'm not too sure about the whole them buying ski mask shit, but the whole thing's weird anyways. So Jussie did have a warrant for his arrest out, and obviously he relinquished himself to the cops. And he's still stating that he's innocent. He's still sticking to his story. He's still saying that he ain't do shit. And he's also saying that the check was for personal training and meal prep, which he even has text messages to back him up. Even the picture of the check, it shows that it's for meal prepping and all that. But like DJ Envy said, to play devil's advocate, I would do the exact same thing, so I don't get caught up. But like I said, man, I believe Jussie. I believe him. Like, a lot of people believe him. There's a lot of prominent people that believe in him, and I believe him too. Like, I'm just gonna go ahead and take his side because I don't think there's anything like to lie about. But I don't know, man. The cops, they say that they still have evidence against him, so it hasn't been reported yet. But I'm just saying, Jussie, if you really lying about this shit, bro, then I don't know what to say, but I'm just gonna leave it at that, man. We here rooting for you. We out here rooting for you. There's niggas out here that are rooting for you, but just know, man, if you really are lying, it's wrath for you. Speaking of the LGBTQ community, though, Billy fucking Porter, shout out to you, my nigga. Shout out to you, my nigga. That tuxedo dress was the A. I'm not gonna front, as I wouldn't wear it personally, because I mean, that's just something I wouldn't wear. But to each his own. But that, man, that shit would fly. You got a tuxedo on the top and freaking dress at the bottom. It's kind of like he's what are those horses that have horse? Have got these called Sensiers or something like that. He looked like that. He looked like them niggas. That shit was pretty dope. People are out here hating on him, though, and you know it. Everybody has something to say, and I'm just as guilty. But anyway, let me backtrack for y'all a little bit. So if y'all don't know who he is, who Billy Porter is, or why he was trending on Sunday during the Oscars, like, y'all should just go and Google him, because I don't want to have to explain that nigga. He's an actor. He's part of the LGBTQ community. He is gay. He's married. Like, I don't want to have to explain all that. Or let me say, I don't want to have to explain that into further details. So if y'all want, I will leave the link inside so y'all can check that out, who he is. But, I'm telling you, man, he wore a black tux that was on top, and on the bottom, he wore something like a dress. And I'm talking like about ballroom dress type of shit. And that nigga, he was dressed nice. I ain't going front. That shit was nice. That shit was nice. Like, I don't rock that way, and to each his own. Whatever, however you want to live your life, you live your life. But that shit did look popping, you know? But the issue I have is that people on social media, like always, started attacking him for the fact that, not only for the fact that he was gay, but because he was gay and he was black. Or not the fact that because he's gay, it's the fact that he's gay and he's black. Remember how I told y'all the black community, they don't be representing for the LGBTQ community the most. It's like as if the black community looks down on them, man. But most of the hate that, cause like most of the hate that was from social media was from black people, as far as what I saw. I've yet to be proven wrong, but as far as what I saw, it was just mostly the black community that was hating on. Now, I'm sure there are other people who do hate him, including every other race in the world. But I'm just speaking on what I know and what's, like pointed out to me, like, right then and there. Black people, we gotta do better. We gotta unite, bro, because us hating on each other just because of what we like sexually, bro, like, that shit weak. Tekashi 69, we all knew this was gonna happen eventually. So, for all those who don't know, last year, rapper Tekashi 69, y'all niggas know who Tekashi 69 is because I know most of the people I speak to, or who are my crowd, they listen to hip-hop. He got arrested for multiple counts and was looking at a minimum of 47 years in prison, right? Apparently, the feds done gave this nigga, they're giving this nigga, like, a deal that if he snitches on all the other defendants, that he won't do any jail time and he'll be put in witness protection. Which is basically the feds just protecting you all the time from any type of danger, because if you snitch and you in the hood, that's raps. That's raps, but yeah. Now, like I said in my previous podcast, if you ain't about that street life, don't act like you are. I know that I'm a hooper, but like I know that I'm from the hood. I know how to protect myself and shit from the hood, but it's just, you gotta just be yourself, man. That's why I be making podcasts like that shit, man, because I'm trying to change the wave, man. I'm trying to change the narrative. I'm not from the streets. I used to do shit on the streets that I'm not proud of, and that shit led me to a life that taught me a lesson. But I know of the streets, and I know what's good out there. And that shit ain't for me. Do you see me acting like it? Hell nah. Got me fucked up. Maybe the way I talk, yeah, but that's about it. But snitching is a very serious thing in the streets. And he just put himself, his friends, and his family members in danger for cooperating with the cops at the end of the day. But the question that everyone wants to know, if you were put in that same situation, would you snitch? Would you snitch? Would you do the same thing? I mean, if it was me, hell yeah, nigga, the fuck? If the people that I'm with, they in the niggas, the defendants that I'm with, they in jail, and they try to kill me, they fucked my baby mama behind my back, and they stole from me, man. Easy, nigga. Next. But that's like I said, if you ain't about that life, then don't talk to nigga. Then don't act like you trying to be about that life just for a come up, because that's what that nigga did. Now it's just, I don't know. Just stay true to yourself. At the end of the day, that's all you gotta be. Don't go into don't be about that street life. None of that shit, bro. It ain't worth it. But anyways, man, that's all I have to say for today. A little bit of some interesting topics, don't you think? Yeah, it's fine. But anyways, y'all. Thank you for entering into the nigga room. I always do appreciate it. And this is your boy, ABK. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.